WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. TitleWorks provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app, Nate Biddle had 23 points and Jackson Shellstad made a desperation three to force overtime as Oregon beat number 11 Wisconsin 77-73. Biddle, a 7-foot center, scored 6 points in overtime to help snap Wisconsin's 5-game winning streak. Shellstad scored 13 points as the Ducks extended their winning streak to 4 games. John Tonji had 22 points for Wisconsin. Steve Kroll added 12. Shellstad hit his game-tying shot with 12 seconds left in regulation from several feet behind a 3-point arc. Wisconsin's Max Klesmit missed a jumper to send the game into overtime tied at 66. And elsewhere in the Big Ten today, I got one other score to pass along. Penn State beat Minnesota by a score of 69-60. L.J. Crier scored 28 points. Milos Uzan added 19 points, and number 5 Houston held on to beat number 8 Iowa State 68-59 today. Crier and Uzan combined to shoot 18 of 27 for the game, including 8 of 12 on 3-pointers. Emmanuel Sharp added 11 points for Houston, which won its 6th straight. Major League Baseball spring training action got underway for the Brewers today, and the Brewers were successful. You probably heard the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 as the Brewers beat the Reds by a score of 8-7. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball going off today, fresh off his first Cy Young Award, Chris Sale opened spring training with 2 perfect innings for the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta lost to the Minnesota Twins 3-1, but the 35-year-old Sale retired all 6 of his batters, although he did not strike out anybody. Sale is entering his second year with the Braves. The left-hander went 18-3 with a 2.38 ERA and 225 strikeouts last season, winning the National League's pitching Triple Crown and Cy Young. He was healthy enough to make 29 starts. That was his most since 2017. Sale threw 21 pitches and 14 strikes today. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins is expected to miss the first month of the season after fracturing his right shin during batting practice. Brewers manager Pat Murphy revealed the severity of Perkins' injury before the Cactus League opener today against the Reds. Murphy said that you're probably looking at May for Perkins to return. The 28-year-old Perkins batted .240 with a .316 on-base percentage, 6 home runs, 43 RBIs, and 23 steals in 121 games last season. He was also an NL Gold Glove finalist at center field. Cincinnati Reds manager Terry Francona says he's told players not to use the experimental automated ball strike system in spring training. Francona told The Athletic he's okay with the younger players challenging calls via the ABS, which has been in use in the minors, but he figures there's little point for veterans since the system won't be in effect in the majors during this coming regular season. The computerized system is being tested during Major League spring training, exhibition games after 4 years of experiments in the minors. Starting last year, the MLB focused testing on a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each original call. And former major leaguer right-hander Eddie Fisher has died at the age of 88. His 15-year career included an all-star selection for the Chicago White Sox and a World Series title with Baltimore. The Lowell Timms Funeral Home and Crematory says Fisher died Monday after a brief illness. Fisher made his big league debut in 1959 for the San Francisco Giants. He later played for the White Sox and Orioles, as well as Cleveland, California, and St. Louis. Fisher was primarily primarily a reliever over the course of his career. He was an All-Star in 1965 when he made what was then an American League record of 82 appearances. He was with the Orioles, I should say, the following year when they won the World Series. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.